Faith family, we are excited to go further with you on this fine Wednesday morning. Guys, it's a, we're in shorts. Short sleeve t-shirts, and that's a good thing. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's warm today. Could get colder. I don't know. I've lost track.
Nope. It's going to stay warm. I checked the forecast. It's good through summer. You can go ahead and bank on it. But we are excited to have two, if you're watching this, we have two incredible guests with us. We have Emily Albanese and Rebecca Mitchell joining us this week. Guys, welcome to the show. We're glad you're here.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah. So how about for starters, you guys introduce yourself by letting us know what grade you're in to start. Rebecca, you go first.
I'm in sixth grade.
Emily?
I'm in fifth.
Now, I'm ignorant on this. How does that translate to Awana?
Yeah.
Is there grades in Awana, or is it like kind of a multiple grade setting where y'all are in a group together? How does that work?
So there are four groups, and the first group is Puggles, and that's like the second, the 2-year-olds and 3-year-olds. And then it goes to Cubbies, which that is like the 3-year-olds, four-year-olds and 5-year-olds. And then it goes to Sparks, which that would be the first graders through the third graders. And TNT is 4th through 6th.
And so y'all are both TNT, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, how's that going? Do y'all enjoy it? Do y'all love being a part of Awana? How long have y'all done it?
I have been here since Puggles.
Okay, so quite a while. Mm-hmm. The old expert on the team.
Yeah, okay. Well, speaking of experts, what does Awana stand for? It's an acronym, right? What is the acronym?
It's Approved Workmen Are Not Ashamed.
Awesome.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I haven't learned that yet. Yeah. So Rebecca, how long have you done it?
I've done it for 1 year.
Okay. So coming in, we're here talking about a specific night within Awana, which we're going to get to more mm-hmm. later. Mm-hmm. But how do you feel like you're ready? And as far as memorizing scripture, do you feel like you're behind the curve, or do you feel like you're up to date?
I feel like I'm up to date.
Probably because, shameless plug for the great parents teaching you and opening God's word at home, right? Which is the entire heart of Awana, is not to be the thing that disciples you and equips you and teaches you to memorize scripture, but it's just a secondary thing.
Yeah, it's a further shameless plug again, right? On what's going on in the home, right? Awana is a ministry, a part of not only FBC Beaumont, but other churches, not only in Southeast Texas, but even beyond that. But we always talk, you always hear, it starts in the home. And that means different things to different people, but we as disciples of Christ, we believe it to mean being a disciple starts in the home with parents who are encouraging it and helping their kids learn scripture and be models for Christ in the community. And then Awana, that ministry and other ministries that, for example, we have here at FBC Beaumont are just continuing that, right? They're reinforcing what their parents are teaching them at home. So I know we are striving to do that with our young children, but we can see it works by having two young women like this here with us today.
Yeah. Okay, so what are y'all's thoughts on Ukraine? Let's get into it. all right, I'm kidding. But no, seriously, there is a lot going on in the world, right? And that's why we have these two young ladies on the show today, because there's so much out of our control. Matter of fact, a few weeks ago, we had a guest speaker at First Baptist, mm-hmm. and he talked about, he went through the list from global to national, all the way down to our family. And the majority of the things on the list that we freak out about are things that are so far out of our control. But our faith and our family is something that we do have control over, and we do have the opportunity to speak into. And so that was the first thing. And then also, we're starting a new series at First Baptist. We're opening up Song of Solomon. And Dr. Moody says something this past week that really grabbed me. I've got two young ones, and man, I needed to hear this. There are conversations as parents that we probably don't want to have, especially within the context of Song of Solomon, but so many other conversations that are just tough conversations. And so if we choose to not have those conversations, guess what? Satan gladly says, I'll teach your kids about that. The world is eager to teach our kids and train them and really disciple them in things of the world. And if we don't do that, if we leave a vacuum there, then there is an enormous opportunity for them to step in, for Satan to step in and say, hey, I'll take it from here, parent. And that's not the case with these two parents. I'm excited to talk to y'all. Excuse me. I'm excited to talk about what y'all prioritize every day, which is prioritizing God's word and memorizing. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk a lot about scripture memory here. I have a question. Do y'all know how one becomes an expert in counterfeit money? Do y'all know this? Okay. So do you think, A, they go around and chase all the counterfeits all over the world that's ever been done and look at each counterfeit, or B, look at the real thing? The answer is B. I'll put you on the spot. The answer is B. And that's what makes an expert. They don't waste time of chasing all the funny money out there. They spend time knowing what the real thing looks like. They know every square millimeter of a real dollar bill. They know the real thing. And that's what I see you two guys, girls doing. Sorry, I meant guys figuratively. Girls doing when y'all prioritize God's word. That's why we hide God's word in our hearts. So, without further ado, we're going to talk about this Awana Bible quiz night coming up, which is April 23rd. It's fun. And you guys are going to be reciting scripture. And so let's just get into it. What's your favorite way to memorize scripture in general? Do y'all have like a technique? Because me and Ryan are terrible at it.
Yeah, for sure.
So we need all the help we can get.
I like to write down the verse and sections. And as I finish writing down one section, I will recite it over and over until I have it memorized, and then I'll move on to the next section.
Awesome. So just repetition. Mm-hmm. Love it. What about you,
Rebecca?
I'm kind of the same. I like to say it over and over. I also visualize what it's actually saying, so I have an idea of what I'm memorizing, but also I just like repetition, just saying it over and over.
I'm going to make note of these methods. These are very smart, very wise.
Well, all the little tips and tricks are genuine. I had a professor tell me one time, he would do like, what's the old drawings called that they did like way back in the day?
Hieroglyphics.
He would make hieroglyphics as
Rebecca
he memorized.
Smoking us today.
Yeah, I know. She's very knowledgeable on this, all the subjects. But yes, he would make hieroglyphics. I can't even say it. And that's how he memorized scripture. So there's all kind of tips and tricks out there. Well, how do your parents help you and come alongside you? We mentioned that's the heart of Awana, is not to be the primary source, but a secondary source of what your parents are doing at home. So how have your parents come alongside you and helped you memorize scripture?
Sometimes I'll recite a verse to my dad just to make sure that I know it, or my mom will help me memorize it along the way, and they just help me a lot with memorizing it.
Love it. Love it.
They typically just are there to encourage me and remind me to do my work. But when I was younger in Sparkies and stuff, they would read over the lesson with me and do all that with me. But now that I'm able to do it more on my own, they just encourage me.
Do y'all ever set out to just memorize a verse, like that's all we're doing is just memorizing a verse, and then a long-winded conversation happens as a result of that? Has that ever happened in y'all's home?
Yes.
All the time, right? Yeah. And that's a beautiful, that could have backfired on me if they were just like, no, that's never happened. But that is the beauty of scripture. And that's what we're talking about, of there are incredibly difficult conversations to have, but walking through scripture and memorizing scripture, our kids get to say, hey, what's that mean? Tell me more. And as parents, we get to speak into that.
Yeah, it's the why behind it, right?
That's gold. Yeah. Well, speaking of why, what is y'all's favorite verse and why?
My favorite is Hebrews 4:12, and it is, "For the word of the Lord is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It pierces even the most divided soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart."
Wow.
Nice job.
Well done. Rebecca, do you have a favorite verse?
My favorite verse is from 2 Timothy. It says, "All scripture is God-breathed and used for teaching, rebuking, and correcting."
Awesome. Love it. Yeah. Good job, Rebecca.
That's the verse. Like, all scripture is, it's God-breathed. It's His. It's His word. And it's not up for a dispute. It's not up for a debate.
Not
it's
at all.
Everything. All right. How about this? For the, you know, I sense the tension in here between you two. It's a big rivalry's coming up on April 23rd, where these two and many others, they've been studying hard and they're going to set out to say, hey, I'm the best scripture memorizer in Southeast Texas. Is there a belt or a plaque or a trophy? What do we get for this? Just pride?
I mean, I don't know. I think there might be like a ribbon or something.
Okay, well, we're going to settle it here. And we're going to, if anybody else, your friends are going to be watching this and they're going to think, oh gosh, I'm intimidated now. I better step up my game.
Yeah, I got to go up against Emily and Rebecca.
That's right. They're going to dig into their scriptures tonight, and that is a win. So here we go. We're going to do a little speed round. So what I want you to do is pretend like you have a buzzer on the table. And Ryan, I got some questions. You wanna fly through them, and we'll see who, if you know it, you hit the buzzer, and we'll go from there.
Yeah. Right. So first question: what is the Pentateuch?
Emily.
The Pentateuch is the first five books of the Bible, which are Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
Well done. Awesome. Well done. All right, next question.
For Namel too.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure. According to Proverbs, the beginning of knowledge is what? That was Rebecca.
The fear of the Lord.
Strong. Correct. Great job. Okay, next question. In the Evidence of Grace, book one, it is believed that David wrote how many psalms? Was that Emily?
That was Emily, yeah.
75.
Correct.
That's right. Great job. Okay, next one. In Deuteronomy 18, 18 through 19, who is the prophet that will be raised up? Well, that was Rebecca.
Jesus.
Jesus is like the answer.
Yeah, to be fair, she could have just did a Sunday school answer.
Smart. Very smart.
Well played. It is right, though.
Next question. What are the last four books of the Old Testament?
Emily.
Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi.
Even more impressive, you could have said anything in there, and we didn't know the right answer, but I'm pretty sure that was out of order, too, as far as our notes go. So, well done.
Great job. All right, last question. In Zechariah, the king will ride in on what? Rebecca.
A donkey.
That's it. Great job. Who won the thing? It was a tie.
It's a tie, so we're going to have to settle this. And shameless plug, April 23rd, if you're watching this and you want to know how the tiebreaker goes down, or if there's an underdog that's not even here on this show,
that's right. That's
they
right.
may show up and take the entire deal. On April 23rd, we want to invite you, in all seriousness, no matter if you're a part of First Baptist or Wesley or any other faith family, we believe that what these girls are doing is the most important thing they can do with their time. You know, there's a lot of temporal things that we invest a lot of time and energy into, a lot of money, whether it be select ball of any sport. But this is eternal, hiding God's word in our heart and what your kids are going to face and what these kids are going to face in their life. The only thing that's going to get them through it is God's word. And so we take this very seriously, and we're excited to cheer y'all on. We'll be there rooting for y'all. I won't tell you who I'm rooting for. Might be both of y'all. I don't know. But we want to invite everyone to come to that event and be a part of that on April 23rd. That's a Saturday. I believe it's going to be a Saturday morning.
I think so. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Guys, we talked about the night. That's about it for this week. We just want to thank these two guests, for Rebecca and Emily, for coming on the show.
Great job, girls.
I know it's probably nerve-wracking to come on a podcast and look at a camera. I mean, and who's behind the camera? We won't even go there. But we know it can be nerve-wracking. So thank you for agreeing to come on this. We hope you have a great rest of your week. We hope you guys have a great rest of your week. But we want to invite you to go and be the church.